I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons. 2 Corinthians 6:18. The time is the Middle Ages, 1184 Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, the time between the Second and Third Crusades. A young man, a blacksmith called Balian, has lost both his wife and his son, and with them, because of their tragic deaths, he has also lost his faith. He is certainly losing heart. As he hammers away in his little smithy, a mysterious figure rides up on horseback, apparently a lord of some sort, armed, asking for shoes for his horses. The captain of a company, he studies the silent, angry young man, watches him at work. He then announces to Balian that he is his true father, Godfrey, Baron of Ibelin, a great warrior returning to Jerusalem with a company of men. He invites Balian to come with him. At first, the young man refuses. Why? Perhaps he has lost the capacity to hope. Perhaps the years of fatherlessness have caused him to mistrust this alleged father. You might answer for him, for his story is also ours in many ways. A fatherless man labors alone under the sorrows of his life. His true father comes to him, a vague and somewhat imposing figure, and calls him on a journey. The man hesitates, as we hesitate, unsure of the father and his intentions. How would you have responded, given the circumstances? Think about it. It might help you understand how you will respond to the offer God is extending to you. After Godfrey rides away, Balian changes his mind, catches up with the men in the forest, hoping to find in Jerusalem, for he has heard it to be so, the forgiveness of his sins. A step in the right direction, Balian follows his father, if only to find forgiveness, as so many good men in the church believe in God, if only for forgiveness. But the father intends much more. Godfrey embraces Balian as his beloved son, heir to his domain. Romans 8:17. He gives men in exchange for his life, Isaiah 43:4. They take to the road together. For Balian, it is the time of the cowboy. His father trains him to be a warrior and initiates him into the knighthood. He fathers Balian into the great mission of his life, to serve the true King of Jerusalem. The kingdom of heaven is an insightful picture of the masculine journey, and we can be greatly helped by pictures like this one. As Norman MacLean wrote, the nearest anyone can come to finding himself at any given age is to find a story that somehow tells him about himself. This is a good story to begin with, and there are many others to come. Fatherless. You are the son of a kind, strong, and engaged father, a father wise enough to guide you in the way, generous enough to provide for your journey, offering to walk with you every step. This is perhaps the hardest thing for us to believe, really believe, down deep in our hearts, so that it changes us forever, changes the way we approach each day. Of the thousands of conversations I've had with men over the years, in a counseling office or around a campfire, and of all the personal struggles that fill the pages of my own journals, I believe this is the core issue of our shared dilemma as men. We just don't believe it.